presentation of how all technologies are required. So we're going to talk about carbon capture now. So Crystal Croft from Sea Capture next.
So, well, thank you, everyone. Thank you for inviting me today to talk about Sea Capture, to present also our next generation of technology. So first of all, I was to say when I'm preparing for this presentation, I was discussing with Greg, our commercial manager here. And despite my accent, Hull has been my home for the last 20 years. And I think it's a great privilege to see the journey, what we have all been individually, because we all been maybe working in carbonization for the last 5-10 years, but also as the industry. So thank you very much for that. So in terms of Sea Capture, what are we? So we are a UK technology company. We're small but perfectly formed, I think we should say. And we're really looking at technology to outperform the current humming technology. So what does it mean is to have a product which is known as ERDUS, which is also having some benefit in terms of the energy consumption required and partly targeted to the R2-R8 sector. So what is Sea Capture? So Sea Capture started as a spin-out of Leeds University, so it was funded by Chris Rayner. And since then has been growing massively, so we now have quite a number of people working for the company. But the main key point was about 2018, when we started attracting the attention of BP and Drax, and also some investor, private capitalist investors. So since then, quite a number of things happened. We received a number of awards. We developed quite a strong technology, which was supported by government funding as well as industrial kind of support. So our first opportunity was with Drax. So we have started to have a pilot plant, which is still there, as well that what Miriam described as the carbon capture solvent compatibility unit. So in a nutshell, what is this technology? It's still a chemical technology and is based on a process which is similar to the amine. So the flue gas enters the absorber when in fact it's going to be in contact with our proprietary solvent and the technology as well inside the absorber to be capturing the CO2 while leaving all the other gases go through the system and reaching the desorber after heating, reaching a heat exchanger. So into this desorber, we're going to flush the system, and basically we're going to have the CO2, which is expelled to one side, and the lean solvent going back into the system. So it's a closed loop system. So what are the main benefits of this technology? In fact, a number of studies has been proving, both in theory, and now we're proving as well with the pilot plant, that we have significant advantage compared to the amine. So first of all, if we look at very, I would say that is very logical, but if we have no amine, we have no amine, we have amine-free emissions. So in fact, our solvent has been developed, or should I say a family of solvent, because it's more of a concept which could be optimized, doesn't emit any kind of this product. And in fact, everything which is emitted is could be turned into kind of natural environment compound. The solvent itself is quite resilient, which makes it extremely adaptable for the R2-R8 industry. So we can see that in fact there is quite a lower degradation. So theoretical study and also kind of now practical show that we have about 5 times lower degradation than we have with amine. So the fact that it's more resilient means that we can run the process a bit harder, so at higher temperatures. So it means that we need to have less energy as well in terms of the compression for later. So overall, it's a very attractive proposition. Now, when I was saying it's not one chemical, it's a chemical solvent concept, which means that for different flue gases, we can adapt the chemistry to make sure that it does match what we're trying to achieve. So where are we going from there? Because this is the process, this is kind of the blocks about what it looks like. So the development of this technology was funded mostly by Desnes. So thank you if there is anybody from Desnes in the room because you made that happen, as well as looking at some sponsor from the industry. So we currently have a pilot plant which can capture between 1 and 2 tons per day. So this pilot plant is currently situated at Drax. You probably all heard about Drax, which is one of the biggest energy plants, which is just outside the Selby. And basically, the pilot plant has this ability to really make a small unit as close as reality as possible. So we have been doing all the kind of the process control. We have all the analytical, all the remote access and everything to make sure that we can understand the chemistry and push the boundary of process. So this is really the first stage, was to run initially on kind of pure CO2 and to try to understand all this chemistry and the process associated. But also in the next stage is of course to work on real world kind of flue gases. So nearly at the same time when we developed this pilot plant, we also developed what we call the CCSCU unit, which is in fact a solvent compatibility unit. So the purpose of doing that is you can imagine that looking at the numbers of options what we got in this technology and the numbers of industry that we could be targeting, it would be extremely difficult to do a pilot plant for each of them. However, the solvent compatibility unit means that we can really easily and relatively cheaply test the compatibility of our family of solvent with the flue gas of the other two abate industry. So again, this was part developed in collaboration with DESNES, and now this was generation one. Since then, we have now been going to something a little bit more, I would say, developed, in the sense that we're now generation two. And this was the subject of this application, which was the Accelerate CCS 2.0, which is part of the Net Zero Innovation Portfolio Fund. Sorry, there's quite a lot to say in one word. So what we've done out of that is really to engage with three key sectors for the hard to abate industry, which is Energy Works in Hull for the energy from waste, with Idle Bank Material, but as Marianne just suggested that we're doing a trial with them, and Pilkington for the glass industry. So all this work was also supported by Wood, so you probably all heard about this engineering and technical company who have been working for us and on this project. So what was the different stage? So the first one was feasibility study, so this was completed. So for the three sites, in fact, a full feasibility study has been completed for a full-scale project. So it was really to understand everything from the balance, from CapEx to OPEX, to look at about site-specific layout. I'm pretty sure that all of you will be dying to know what's the cost of a sea capture plant, so talk to Greg at the end if you want to know. But mostly it was related to the feasibility study, because of course the location, as Marianne said, depending where you are, depending on your process, depending on the contaminant, depending on the percentage of CO2 you got into the gas phase, is leading to very different potential outcome. But what we were also looking was the process integration. We need, you know, everything related to heat, different things, of course, are related to that, and of course, the transport option. So this was completed for the three sites, and we then moved to the next phase, which was basically the design, installation, and commissioning about this solvent compatibility unit. So this was done between last year and this year. Now these three units are now installed and running, or most of the time, because when you work in R&D, you know that sometimes things are not always going to plan, but that's part of the fun, I guess. But it has been really, really successful. So what we're trying to achieve there is that for each of the cycle, we want to try to have about 1,000 hours of operation per trial. Why is that? It's because basically this is an accelerated testing. So we want to see about how the reaction is going to occur and what type of mechanism we're going to have for degradation. And again, so far, we've seen that it does match what we expected in terms of robustness of the solvent, which is extremely encouraging. We also want to test different operating points. We want to run 24/7, and of course, we can do that remotely. So when we do the CCSCU unit, what we're trying to do is to have something as close as possible from the current technology. It's simplified. So if you look at them from the picture we've got before, it's a module that you can transport by road. So we look about everything about planning. We look about how many equipment we can put into it. because for us it was important that it can replicate the pressure, the temperature, the process condition, the online analytics, the remote access, everything which is quite important for that. And all this information, I give you information about the chemistry, the R&D, but more importantly, what data is going to go into the feasibility study for a full plant type of approach, which of course will be at the end of that. So this project, funded by DESNES, will end up in March 2025 with the plan after to try to develop some kind of commercial unit with partners that we've got, or maybe a new one, depending about what's going to happen next. So our commercialization pathway, so as I say, we have integrated pilot plant demonstrating the technology and the techno-economics. We are also working on the process design package, which is now near completion for a full-time false commercial demonstration unit, which is extremely exciting. And we are really focusing on trying to develop relationship with the out-orbit sector to make sure that we are really making the best case as we can of our solvent technology, because it's really differentiated and better for plenty of the industry that we're working for. So our commercialization pathway started with Drax and this first unit, but what we do is we are kind of growing and really progressing in terms of what we want to do from the first unit to a pilot plant to now this new units and the first commercial opportunity. Our way to approach that will be a modular approach, because it's kind of really important for us that we have a business model which kind of represents about where we want to be. And the modular build is quite a big one, because we think that, especially if you have an industry when you can have several kiln, for example, I think it's very unlikely that everybody will stop working all at the same time. So we need to have something which is going to be manageable from a scale-up point of view. So our pathway to success. I think the first one is, we are a UK-based company. I think we are a very diverse group of people. There is a very, I would say, passionate, talented group of people, and I'm very proud that we're representing them today. Some of them are in this room, so thank you for the technical team to be there as well. So I think it's a great place. We were talking about labor yesterday. I think it's a privilege to work with people who are really committed and talented like that. It's a nice spot because, in fact, we work closely with academia. It was created by Leeds University, and we still continue to have very strong lead with Leeds. And we have a number of students working with them, and we have also our employees continuing their partnership with that. We're working with industry. I think a number of us in the company have been working the chemical or the energy for quite a long time, so we have the experience about what it takes. When I was saying before, when I started, I was really pure chemistry. And now we are all going to decarbonization. If I was going to ask you, how many of you kind of studied decarbonization when we were at the industry, not before the industry, at the university? I didn't. And now in this room, we have about 200 people today who are talking about decarbonization. So that's a big move for what we're doing. So we're working with industry. We're working as well closely with the government. So DESNEF is really involved into what we're doing. And what we're trying to do, and we start doing that, is develop successful and really meaningful partnership with the industry, because they know the challenge and they're really keen to find a solution. The next point is we are more and more involved in trying to have discussion about leadership in carbon capture. So this is extremely encouraging, and we have a team also being involved with plenty of different countries, so it's more than the UK, in fact. Is really global when people are really interested about what's going on here. So our model about being flexible and modular means that we are also working closely with other partners about the supply chain and the value chain. We heard yesterday the problem about, and today, about the problem with, or the problem, or the opportunities with policy changes. But it's really important that this supply chain is developed as it shall be, because this is going to be a critical piece of success for the future. And finally, what I wanted to say is it's only possible for us, because we're still a small company, through blended financial opportunity. We got some funding from the government, we got some funding from venture capitalists and also from the industry. And the funding, we have to look about what is going. There is a lot, of course, of uncertainty in the timescale of some of the development about the pipeline and everything. But what we need to do is to make sure that we have the industry ready when the green light is on to make sure that we develop our technology on time. So I hope that it gave you a good picture about what we're trying to do. There's numbers of us into the room for the networking event later. If you're interested in discussing what we can do for you, feasibility study, everything, it will be welcome. But thank you so much for your attention.